Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, March 30th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning right here from our home office. And we call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal is to encourage others in their faith. Today's message is titled, What Kind of People Ought We to Be? Based upon 2 Peter 3. Verses 10 through 12.
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming.
30 years ago, the area in which we now live was in the midst of a gripping fear. There had been an accident at the Three Mile Island nuclear power plant, which is only about 10 miles from where we now live. At that time, I was just beginning my ministry in another part of Pennsylvania, but I remember the fears and speculations being made as to what might happen. I recall my older brother, Mike, calling from California and expressing concern. Well, in retrospect, living over 200 miles away from the accident site, I don't recall sensing any urgent fear at that time, but I was listening intently to any news regarding the potential disaster.
However, for those who lived in close proximity to the plant, it was a very stressful time. Pregnant women and children were urged to leave the area. There was concern about a release of radiation or even a catastrophic meltdown. Thankfully, the situation was contained, and here we are 30 years later. We have a friend who was one of the technicians working at the plant at the very time of the accident. He shares an interesting perspective as to his being impounded on the island during the entire event.
Our daily text speaks of a future catastrophic event. Worded again, the heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire. And the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. End quote. Now certainly there are various interpretations regarding just what this will entail, but it certainly speaks of a level of cataclysmic destruction barely imaginable.
Our purpose in this daily encouragement today is not to speculate as to what this event might be or just how it fits into an eschatological view.
Right, eschatological view. That is the study of the end times.
There are scores of books and various views written about the end times. The Apostle Peter gives us no further details, but goes on to ask the rhetorical question, since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be?
The same thought is directed to God's people today, whether living in view of our imminent death or uncertainties concerning world situations, financial upheavals, natural disasters, terrorist attacks, or the most certain future destruction of this current order. What kind of people ought we to be? We have the answer to this question answered by Peter. We ought to live holy and godly lives as we look forward to the day of God, and indeed speed its coming.
And how do we speed the Lord's coming? It is hastened by our obedience in fulfilling the Great Commission as mentioned in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. A few verses earlier, Peter wrote from our daily text today that Jesus is not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. So the sooner we spread the gospel message to others, the sooner Christ will return. Another way we hasten the Lord's coming is mentioned in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 16:10.
Jesus, 6 verse 10.
Jesus taught us to pray, Your kingdom come. And lastly, we speed His coming by living holy and godly lives.
Well, today let us heed these solemn words from the Holy Scriptures. An event far greater than the worst type of nuclear accident or terrorist attack or natural disaster is forthcoming. Our call as followers of Christ remains to live holy and godly lives, to look forward to that glorious day, and to do our part in speeding its coming.
Let's pray together. Father, you desire that we live holy and godly lives as we eagerly await the reappearing of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Nothing here on earth compares with the anticipation we feel about that glorious day. We want to speed Christ's coming by sharing the gospel message to those near and far. Help us not to be timid or apathetic, but keep us enthused and eager to share the message of salvation so that we speed your Son's return. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. We are on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is our message for Monday, March 30th, 2009. We do have some photos up on the site today. A beautiful photo I took late yesterday afternoon with the storm coming from the west that turned out to contain hail. Beautiful picture of an Amish farm in eastern Lancaster County near Strasburg. We also had some guests this weekend. We share about that with some photos if you care to look. And as typically, we have several songs suggested. Holiness is What I Long For, Take My Life, and which is a version of the great hymn, which we also have, Take My Life and Let It Be. Well, blessings to you all today as you live in a manner that pleases the Lord, which is certainly our desire for ourselves, for each one of our readers and listeners.